Hazel Robinson. I'm the vicar of Annesley with Newstead in Kirkby Woodhouse. I'm responsible for three churches, so All Saints, St John's and St Mary's. I used to be the vicar in some neighbouring parishes and it just felt the right time to move and this just felt the right place to be. When a church puts out an application for a new minister, they also put together something called a parish profile, and that gives a lot of information about the parish, about the churches and about the local community. No, it's not top secret. It's a public document and it just contains within it some of the general background information about the communities, about the churches and about what the people of the church are looking for in their future minister. I think they wanted someone who would come with a pastoral caring heart, someone who would take time and listen to them and what they wanted and who would help them to imagine what the future might look like for them as church. Oh, people here were very warm and very welcoming and we felt at home really quickly. It was a good fit. Well, I'm a coal miner's daughter, so I grew up in mining areas and I think because of the history of these places, it felt like home because I had that connection from my early years and my childhood memories of living in mining villages and knowing what the sense of the people was in those sort of places. I think it does still have that identity, even though, of course, the pit's no longer there. And I think, as with many mining communities that, you know, lost the employment and lost that social centre, I think Newstead does still have that wound, even though it's, you know, grown and moved on from there. I think that still is very much part of its character. I said to somebody very recently, I think I do my best praying and my best thinking whilst I'm walking. There's something about the sheer physicality of the movement. So whilst being occupied with that, it enables my mind to relax more fully into what I would deem to be the presence of God and to be able to focus my thoughts as I walk. So for me, walking, yes, walking the dog, but actually it's my prayer time. Well, the Good Samaritan, yeah, of course, that's the story of a man on a journey who's beset by some ruffians and left for dead and various people who really ought to know better from the community passing by. The priest and the Levite and the person that does pay attention to the poor man is, of course, his worst enemy, the Samaritan, because there's a historical enmity between Jewish people and the Samaritan people at that time. But it's the Samaritan that goes and bathes his wounds, puts him on a donkey, takes him to an inn, pays the innkeeper and says, if you need more, I'll pay you even more when I come back. That's what neighbourliness should be about. I think COVID has in some ways drawn people together and made us realise our dependency on each other. I think it's strengthened relationships within community and all those acts of just kindness that people did for their neighbours, for their friends, again, has done something to reinforce those bonds of relationship, which is a good thing. I think the communities generally want to face into areas where there are needs because they know what it's like to be in need. And so that kind of solidarity is there. If I could see that the hearts and the minds and the lives of people in the community blessed and enriched, that would be the greatest gift that I could ask for the community. It's not about the building, it's about the people.
It was Hazel that invited me to the church hall, where the origins of this walk began. And we're probably around halfway through it now. Keep on the path with the lakes to your right, and you'll eventually come to a picnic table looking out onto the middle lagoon. That's where you should go to the next track and catch up with the ladies. We've not heard from them for a while.